It's a unit of data stored on a digital ledger called a blockchain that certifies a digital asset to be unique and therefore not interchangeable.
And
they can be used to represent items such as photos, videos, audio, and other types of digital files.
When you skip from one non-fungible token to another, it's called fungi jumping.
That was good.
Hey, convoluted intros aren't until next hour, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope I didn't shoot my...
Did they learn you that in school?
Yeah, they learned me that at the Bogan there in the Chicago.
Naked?
Yeah, swimming in English. We had to take those classes naked in the public school system. Not making that up. Well, you heard that whole perverted twist, right? The knee walk? Mm-hmm. Horrible. Horrible. It is, it is 7 o'clock. We're going to have SRN News here in just a moment. A reminder, we've had plenty of weather this year, a lot of water, and a lot of it coming down with a lot of emphasis from the wind. If you find yourself in a situation where you need somebody out to diagnose, why do I have this stain in the ceiling? Call Jones Brothers. For almost 80 years, Jones Brothers has been, they've played it straight with people. They'll tell you exactly what the situation is and exactly what needs to happen. They guarantee their work. If you do need a roof replacement in every 30 to 40 years, that's just about inevitable. They give you one of the best guarantees anywhere in the United States. In fact, they show it off on their website at jbroof.com, but they do so much more than roof repair and replacement. They do siding for homes. If you need to put a new look on the outside of your home, and it's energy efficient as well. They do energy efficient replacement windows and doors too. They've done screen doors for us. And other things like capping exhaust fans that squirrels ate the caps off of. Squirrels. Whatever it is, my first suggestion is visit them online at jbroof.com and see all the services they can provide for you and your family at home. And when you do have a question, call them at 800-264-8009. The Creole family's really terrific. Jones Brothers Roofing. Traffic, SRN News next. Running facts next hour.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic a little busy on East South Boulevard now from Norman Bridge up to Baptist. We've also got some congestion Troy Highway in East South Boulevard. East Boulevard at I-85 and Northeast Boulevard at Wetumpka Highway. Very busy in those spots as well. Everything else, including I-65 and 85 through downtown, light to moderate. Still looking good with Wetumpka, Middlebrook, and Prattville. Enjoy your favorite movie safely at AMC Festival Plaza Theater. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
It's been a challenging year, but you've met that challenge. And you've trusted Thompson Tractor to be with you every step of the way. Thompson has been providing industry-leading product selection, service, and commitment for over 60 years. We're the exclusive Caterpillar provider in the market with legendary Cat equipment, genuine Cat parts, and expert service you can trust. All designed to keep your equipment and your business humming. And all more affordable than you may think, with industry-leading finance rates and top-notch comprehensive service programs. Like 0% interest financing for 60 months. And with zero down payment, now through July 31st, 2021, on compact equipment. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. We're here for you.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Jerry Todd here with the Kickback Ranch Event Center and RV Park. We would like to invite you to our first ever live consignment auction Saturday, May the 1st. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction begins at high noon. Items already consigned include household, farm and garden, antiques, and much more. Old-fashioned country auction. Got a pig, goat, chicken, tractor? We sell it. So if you have items to consign, contact us at the Kickback Ranch. This is going to be a fun-filled family day. There will be food trucks, vendors of all kinds, a water slide, and kids' playground in full swing. You don't have to just come for the day. Stay the weekend in one of our cabins or bring your RV and stay in our new RV park with full hookups available. Consignment auction, Saturday, May the 1st at the Kickback Ranch. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction at high noon. For more information or directions, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's 286-4140.
And now a star is born. On April 13th, 1743, the world welcomed little baby Thomas Jefferson.
This baby needs independence!
Congratulations! May he enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of poopy diapers.
Thomas Jefferson, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's just past 7.
What?
A lot past 7.
News.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Protesters on the streets overnight again in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, following the deadly police shooting of a 20-year-old black man during a traffic stop last weekend. The police chief describing the shooting as an accidental discharge, saying the officer who fired the shot meant to fire a taser and not her gun. Prior to this incident, the Minneapolis area was already on edge because of the trial of police officer Derek Chauvin, charged in the death of George Floyd. Today, the prosecution expected to rest its case. Fallen U.S. Capitol Police Officer William Billy Evans to lie in honor in the Capitol Rotunda today. President Biden and congressional leaders will attend a ceremony for Evans. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are now down 122 points. NASDAQ futures off 16. More details at srnnews.com.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Why is God being systematically removed from American life?
The death of religion in this country is the death of America as we know it.
In America, America, God shed his grace on thee. Nick Searcy considers our country's religious roots with smart people like Dennis Prager, Richard Grinnell, and the late Herman Cain. And makes you laugh along the way.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to Representative Omar, or her husband or brother or whatever.
Stream it on your phone, tablet, or TV. Go to SalemNow.com, promo code movie. SalemNow.com, promo code movie.
No! Here's something we hope you'll really like.
Update on the White House.
I've been one time major. I look the other way. Buy me two times major. There's a price to pay. Buy me two times boy. Send you to a trainer. Teach you to obey. Buy me two times.
And again, I think the dog just knows evil when it smells it. It is 7:10 on News Talk 93.1 FM, as always. Remember, we were talking about the train bear with Clint Howard.
I said
Grizzly Adams. Well, I've been corrected. It was Gentle Ben.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. But at least I know people are listening, because when you screw up,
yeah,
I can't wait to tell you.
I think they were on during the same period of time as Flipper. They call him Flipper, Flipper. Faster than lightning.
Mr. Redfield's left out.
Hello.
Hello, Wilbur. You know what? I still have that. I'll play it after the weather. All callers to the show so far.
Scott.
Yeah.
Are part of a grand prize drawing that takes place on Friday. One of the things we give away is the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. Partner up with them. You'll never have to think twice about where to take your car when you need something as fundamental as an oil change or tire rotation or a sophisticated repair. They have certified technicians at all three locations, wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires, and will go out of their way to accommodate your timing situation. If you need to get back to your office or home, just ask. They'll get you back to where you need to go and get you back with your car later. They take away all your excuses at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison. Perfect if you're back in your government office situation. And on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, serving southeast Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Today will be more like late May, the last week of May, than it would be the middle of April, with a high temperature up to about 87. The record is 88. It happened twice, back in 1972 and back in 1936. So a good bit of sunshine today. There'll be some increasing high clouds later on. Dry this evening and tonight, overnight low 60. Now tomorrow and tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Right now, it does not appear to be a severe weather situation. This may be the first week in 6 weeks we don't have to deal with that. High in the upper 70s tomorrow, much cooler Thursday with a high around 71. And on Friday, we're only going to be in the upper 50s. So that's a 20-degree cool down from what we're having today. There'll be scattered showers in the forecast from time to time on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Right now this morning, mostly clear skies. It's nice, 55, 713.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
What is this?
This is show business.
Getting crazy, being unpredictable, that's your brand.
Who's ready to entertain?
To entertain folks.
Intensive good radio's preparation.
Oh, you're not prepared for this.
What is happening here?
I like your free-flowing format.
They got great banter. They you get.
It's totally different.
Oh, we should start the show.
Okay. It's showtime.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up. If you were lined up for one of the Johnson & Johnson shots, the federal government has called for a pause on those vaccines.
And my appointment is tomorrow at 10:20, so I guess it's not going to happen, huh?
I would tend to think no.
Jeez.
But it's not the only vaccine that's, you know, I mean, they tell you. Like with the Moderna, you could have a low-grade fever. I did. Got rid of that in 24 hours. The idea, the big picture, is to prevent the full-blown corona. But, and again, you know, it's funny. People I know who are kind of chronically sick or have other issues, those folks who got the Moderna had no side effects whatsoever. It was amazing. People I thought might be on shaky ground with that.
Right.
Me, healthy as a horse. Oh, I was going to...
Is that Wilbur? No, I mean, that's not... No, Wilbur's the guy.
Right.
What was his name? What was that actor's name?
Alan...
Oh, yeah.
Alan Young, I believe. Jay can verify that for me.
Oh, for the... Yeah.
I'm Mr. Red.
Yeah, no, that was Alan Young. Who went on to, oddly enough, voice Scrooge McDuck in the in the DuckTales series.
You're kidding.
In the 80s,
you
can
do that voice? You can do it too, right?
I can't do that voice, no.
Somebody I know can do that voice.
But no, he did that voice. I called him up. They re-released a video game and had all the original voice actors do their lines again, those who were still alive. And I talked to his wife, who was handling, like, his promotion stuff and was trying to get him to come on our video game show. And he was just not up for doing, like, interviews and stuff. He was 90-something,
yes,
I think.
Yes, he was in his mid-90s when he passed away.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jesse's never heard this next one, so I'll play this going into local news. And coming out on the other side, we're going to have random facts Take notes, pay attention. You can win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz question that follows.
I've got to get up, of course, and put on my pants over jockey shorts. Each workday I feel out of sorts. I wish I stayed in bed. Because of my boss, each day I'm forced to stay really late working on reports. Someday my job will be outsourced. I wish I stayed in bed. Bust my hump each day all week and then demand more pay. But Mr. Boss is very cheap. He tells me that there is no way. Each day I wake up, I feel remorse, and driving to work is a chore, of course. Is my job as bad as that job of yours? I'll bet it is.
Don't you wish you stayed in bed?
Oh!
What network?
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The first round of Alabama National Guard vaccine clinics wrapped up last week. The National Guard targeted the state's rural and underserved areas. Officials say they administered more than 10,430 vaccine doses. The city of Montgomery plans to hire around 200 teens and young adults as part of the mayor's Summer Youth Employment Program. The program provides job opportunities in various city departments. Applications can be found on the City of Montgomery's website. And starting October 1st, people in Alabama will be able to have beer, wine, and liquor delivered to their homes. Governor Kay Ivey signed the alcohol delivery bill into law Monday. Lawmakers debated this bill for years, but the proposal never won final approval until this session. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
Fun returns to downtown Montgomery on Saturday, April 24th, as the City of Montgomery presents the Seafood and Arts Festival at Union Station. Enjoy seafood, art vendors, live music featuring local artists, and a cash bar. Doors open at 4 p.m. with a minimum donation of $5, benefiting Child Protect. Don't miss it. The Seafood and Arts Festival on Saturday, April 24th, from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Union Station in downtown Montgomery. Sponsored by the City of Montgomery Cultural Affairs Department and Wind Creek.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is April 13th, Scrabble Day. But we'll understand if you don't have time to play Scrabble today because you're too busy playing Words with Friends. Oh, my turn. Gotta go.
And now, what word can I make with A-R-N M-O-D? Rand. Thank you.
Nice.
Very good. Very good.
Did you know British breweries...
Breweries.
Which is really tough to say, honestly.
Rural areas.
British breweries in the rural areas.
You know what word I had a terrible time with when I first... Cellular.
Cellular.
Cellular One was a big sponsor.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Cellular One.
She sells cell phones by the seashore.
That's
she sells
twist.
Cell phones by the seashore.
Okay, go ahead.
British breweries.
Yeah, what about the British breweries?
Yes. Donated free beer to soldiers during World War II, but after D-Day, there was no room for it on the ships going across the English Channel. Mm-hmm. So Spitfire mechanics and Spitfire pilots worked together to modify pylons to carry beer kegs and deliver brews to the troops. What? If they flew high enough, it would even chill.
Oh yeah,
the beer.
Right.
That's cool. That's interesting.
However, leave it to the government to put a stop to it.
Yeah.
Official missions were stopped when the UK tax office warned the brewers that they would get in trouble for exporting beer abroad without paying taxes.
Man, you can't get away with anything if there's a tax connected to it. It sucks.
Yep.
Take the fun out of everything, the government.
Did you know German hyperinflation after World War I was so bad by 1923 that the U.S. dollar was worth 4.2 trillion marks? Before the war, the U.S. dollar was worth about 4 marks.
It's they better watch it in D.C. or we're going to have that here.
Restaurants stopped printing menus because by the time the food arrived, the price had gone up.
Wow.
One guy ordered coffee at 5,000 marks, and the second cup cost him 9,000.
Man.
The only people who didn't raise their price and are still in business today and are still, I guess, doing fine. They probably lost a ton of money while they were doing this. Haribo gummy bears?
Really?
Haribo, whatever they're called. They are, they're out of Germany, and they were these little, they were gummy bears. They still make them.
Not to be a snob, but I only eat American-made gummy bears. By America.
Did you know, sticking with the war, and by the way, you've been watching that Ken Burns documentary on PBS?
Hemingway?
Yeah.
I watched it in 6 hours straight.
Yeah, did you?
Yes.
Oh, wow, all the way through.
Yeah.
Because that's where this one comes from.
This is amazing. Yeah,
during World War II, Ernest Hemingway used his fishing boat, named after his ex-wife, to hunt German U-boats in the Caribbean, armed only with a Thompson machine gun and hand grenades.
What was the name of the boat?
Pilar, I think. P-I-L-A-R.
Pilar, yes.
He was given unlimited gasoline by the U.S. government.
Huh. That's, you're kind of out-armed in a situation like that if all you got is a machine gun and some grenades.
Ken Burns could do a special on... I've always said mayonnaise, and I would, 10 hours on mayonnaise.
The quadratic equation.
Yeah,
the
quadratic equation.
The quadratic equation.
With Peter Coyote narrating. Do you love him?
Yeah. He did Civil War, didn't he?
No, that's David McCullough.
Oh, okay.
Civil War.
Who did Peter, He did the Roosevelts, I think.
Yeah,
John Chancellor did most of the baseball one, right?
Yes.
But they've had to bring in somebody because he passed away.
Right.
Also, Hemingway saw the invasion at Normandy firsthand on D-Day. Took up arms with the Allied forces against the Nazis
because
in France.
He was a correspondent.
Yeah, at the Battle of Hürtgen Forest. He was later awarded a Bronze Star for his bravery.
He had an interesting life, didn't he?
Yeah. Did you know? There was an expedition in 1988 that found the wreck of the SS Central America. They recovered a large amount of gold from it. After announcing this, they were promptly sued by 39 insurance companies that had paid for damages after the sinking of that ship in 1857.
Wow. They don't forget nothing, do they?
1988, and they're bringing that up from 1857.
That's amazing.
How many insurance companies did you...
39.
Wow.
This is why... Hey, we found that ship. Nope, no money. Why, yes, this is a brand new Porsche. Why do you ask? No, but it's one of those things where it's like when you win the lottery, don't tell anybody. When you pull up a bunch of gold, don't tell anybody. Or get a lawyer or somebody like that first.
Hey, I got to check my tickets, by the way.
Oh, your Florida tickets.
I did that during the break.
Did you know, as he waits for the page to load, the Bellagio Fountain in Las Vegas loses almost 12 million gallons of water per year, averaging out to about 33,000 gallons per day. It's just from, how the water shoots up and it just kind of flows.
I was
going
to guess that. Yeah. And yesterday there was a story that Vegas is about to ban grass, not the smoking kind, but lawns.
No, because of the water.
Right.
And yet here's that's the comment says, first comment here says, well, that's okay. Vegas has lots of water, right? As a joke. And somebody else says that homeowners and small businesses have been squeezed for years to lower their water consumption using fines and restrictions. The casinos and resorts remain untouchable.
If you watch, like, Breaking Bad, which was Arizona, everybody's yard is stone. It's stones. It's not grass.
Because you can't keep it either watered or it just doesn't grow.
Right.
One or the other. Because of the heat there. Did you know the UK is the world's largest producer and exporter of cannabis?
I did not know that.
Cultivating and profiting from the industry, even though it remains an illegal substance in the UK.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Coming up on Random Facts, we are going to talk about King Charles I and Parliament. They butted heads a few times. We'll talk about the Han Dynasty and Chinese emperors from that era. Birds, just being very general, birds. We'll also talk about, we'll go back to World War II again, and some random fact during the war. A glacier in Russia as well. We'll tell you about that. It's all coming up on Random Facts.
Pay close attention so you can play and win that $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. $10. Do you know that you could go into Food Outlet and walk out with 12 loaves of bread? 12 loaves of Surefine sandwich bread. So use one, freeze 11 if you've got the space to do it. I did buy the big 24-ounce family-sized box of Raisin Bran cereal, just $2.76. And I've been enjoying that at night when the sweet tooth kicks in. I go for that instead of candy or something because I'm just doing so well with the bike riding and stuff. So I partnered up with them in that. Rump Rose, $2.82. They had sold out when I was there Sunday morning but restocked later that day. $2.82. And that's just something you can slow cook, shake a little cricket dust, which is a seasoning I urge you to try. You're going to find that to be useful in any number of ways. Russet potatoes, a 5-pound bag, is $1.93, so you can take 25 pounds of taters out of there if you win that $10 certificate. All three locations are offering these rainy day deals at Food Outlet, Millbrook on Highway 14, Prattville on Main, west of 31. And I'll see you Sunday morning on Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Food Outlet. 728.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic in Prattville. We have an overturned vehicle on McQueen Smith Road at Highway 82. You might want to avoid that area if you can. Going to take them a few minutes there to get that straightened out. Elsewhere around the area, we're looking really good. Millbrook, Wetumpka. In Montgomery, a little busy now on Atlanta Highway inbound, as well as Congressman Dickinson Drive, Taylor Road getting busy, and the East-South Boulevard, I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery at the moment. If you're looking for a pickup or SUV, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and you're going to save some money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Spring has sprung, so spring into savings at Brubaker with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
Just a traffic sidelight here Sunday. I didn't hear about this until just this morning. Thanks to Mark Cumbie, a truck overturned in Georgia off 85 and dumped its 40,000-pound load of Bud Light.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Thank God that went on National Beer Day.
Well, there was an eyewitness to the event.
Well, the folks between us, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. Oh, it's
Lane Germain blocked through the evening as crews worked to clean up the sudsy
mess. On I-85, by the way.
Yeah, in LaGrange, just across the border.
Yeah.
Now you're caught up on traffic mishaps of not-so-recent vintage.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here, and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success, and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We're not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, coworkers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
COVID-19 vaccines are now available for those 16 years and older. Get your free COVID-19 vaccine at the Baptist Health Community Vaccination Clinic, located at 3989 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, in the former Old Navy building, across from Stivers Ford. Make your appointment online at baptistfirst.org or just walk in. When you come, wear your mask and bring your photo ID. It's quick, it's easy, and it's important to protect yourself and your community. Make your vaccine appointment today at baptistfirst.org.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's April 13th, the greatest day ever. On the 13th of April, 1988, actress Allison Williams was born. Proud father and newscaster Brian Williams announced the birth.
I'm Brian Williams. My daughter was born today with a full head of hair, driving a red Ferrari, and holding her PhD in molecular biology. More on my daughter's super strength after this.
Have a great April 13th, the greatest day ever.
And now...
That's nothing. I'm the guy who invented random facts.
No, you didn't.
Well...
I did not.
I uploaded the bed into the system. Is that good enough? Is that close enough?
Wow, that must have taken a lot of work.
Did everybody get the Brian Williams connection?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be obtuse, but...
No, this has nothing to do with random facts. I'm reading the little byline under there. It says FDA and CDC to investigate safety issues. Halting doses at Fed sites.
At Fed sites.
Is okay. Winn-Dixie a Fed site?
No, I don't think so.
No, so I don't know.
You can get fed there.
Good one.
Aldi's
I'm
a Fed
food
site.
Addict myself. But.
Did you know a copy of the death warrant for King Charles I is permanently on display in the British monarch's robing room to remind them of the consequences of interfering with Parliament?
King John the First?
King Charles.
Charles
the First.
So if Bonnie Prince Charles does become king, he would be King Charles II.
Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah. Ooh. Would he be the second, or would he be the... How many Charles have they had?
I don't know.
I don't think there's been too many. By the way, last night on Smithsonian, an amazing special about the one thing I did see when I was in London, and that's the Tower of London.
Yeah.
And all the different things that's been used for. Even in World War II, they housed German prisoners there and spied on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool and stuff. Plus some of the macabre stuff that happened in the Tower of London.
Yeah. No, they show you that there's some of those devices.
Yeah, right.
It's like going to love stuff.
Now, keep in mind, while there was a death warrant for King Charles I, they did not obviously kill King Charles I. However, King Charles I, it wasn't Charles I, it was his son, Charles II.
Oh, there was.
So there was two. His son. So
this guy will be King Charles III.
If he gets there. His son, Charles II, once he became king, there were several people who signed that death warrant that were later either imprisoned or executed. You don't go against the crown.
No.
You just don't. It'll come back. It'll just come back on you. Did you know Chinese emperors of the Han Dynasty required those who addressed them to chew cloves to freshen their breath?
Cloves?
Cloves, yes. C-L-O-V-E-S. Cloves.
I imagine there were a lot of breath issues back then because there was no toothbrush and no toothpaste.
Side fact on bad breath. Michael Caine carries a small spray bottle of breath freshener with him that he uses before kissing scenes in films. And he doesn't carry it because he has bad breath. He carries it because sometimes they do.
There's every once in a while there's an article with stars talking about people they kissed and it wasn't
pleasant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you know, over the past 50 years, there has been a decline of 3 billion, that's with a B, birds across North America?
And the question everybody is asking is,
why is that?
I would go to overpopulation. Just the more we expand, the more of their home is pushed away. And so you just don't see them. Although this has been happening, it says over the past 50 years. So it's not like it's a recent thing. It's just been happening over the course of many, many years. Did you know, towards the end of World War II, Hermann Göring, he had become so addicted to codeine that he was traveling with almost the entire world's supply.
Is that right?
Man, that's a lot of codeine.
It is.
Meanwhile, the rest of the...
That's a lot of meth.
They were all doing meth. Yeah.
They were all up on the... They were all doing the drugs.
And talk about Hitler having, a Dr. Feelgood.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. And finally, did you know in 2002... A glacier in Russia traveled 20 miles, reaching a speed of around 62 miles per hour as it was moving. It eventually crashed into a village and killed 100 people.
Oh, Lord. Jeez.
A glacier. I never look at a glacier in fear for my life.
No, no.
Exactly.
I wonder if insurance covers that.
Or gosh. Never saw a glacier coming towards me where I couldn't...
Get out of the way.
Slightly step aside. I say this. This was in 2002. This was very, very recent. And I have no... Obviously, the village wasn't warned ahead of time. I don't know what the deal was on that.
Glacier warning? Yeah.
I have no idea. Probably no plan in place for something like that, right? Now they've got their glacier sirens early warning glacier system. So
this is a test. Had this been an actual emergency...
I've told you to just step aside 3 feet, and you'd have been fine. Anyway, those are your random facts.
I just went to Eddie Bader's page, and I see him promoting Jesse Lynn.
Oh, yay!
and Fam Jam.
Yes.
You going to be playing a closing?
Eddie, we might need to do that.
With
we
Eddie Vedder, celebrate. You'd be a very busy performer if you were doing a concert at all these closings.
Yes. Yes, Fam Jam is going to be at the Commerce Beer Works on April. It's coming up 22nd. That's next Thursday.
Now, why do I have to go to Eddie Bader's page to find out what's up with you? You're supposed to tell me that kind of stuff, too, you know.
Well, I usually do, and I probably would have mentioned it. You know, I usually have my kind of weekly update for everybody of kind of what's going on.
You're friends with her on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay, never mind. No, it doesn't matter. He doesn't look at like, Facebook proper.
It's, it's not like I don't want to.
I'm ignoring anything.
I know. I mean, he doesn't do it. There's
either.
Plenty of people I don't think who do it, but...
It's like, okay, so like for an update this week, I'm playing Wild Wing tomorrow. I'm playing Coppers at Stillwaters on Lake Martin Saturday. And then I have Fam Jam next Thursday.
How about that? You're busy.
So is
Eddie. By the way, I got a copy of a really nice note from somebody that Eddie helped close today, and it's everything that I would use to describe him, because he worked for me too. A couple of years back, I had that property in Bellwood West, and I loved the house, but the market was really, really flat. And he says, hang on to it, let us manage it, and because the prices are going to start coming up. Sure enough, instead of just getting out with nothing, I was able to recoup some of the money I had in that house, which was great. And the best part was Eddie handled all those little pain-in-the-butt details that come up in the closing process. He made it so easy. He hustles. When you give him the responsibility of developing and generating interest in your property, he's on the radio, so he's got that advantage over every other realtor in town. But he just knows how to show off a home, get multiple people interested in it. And so many times he's had done better than the asking price because people wanted the property enough to start a little bit of a bidding competition. You want a guy with his experience, his expertise, who happily takes the stress out of the situation. Eddie Bader and EXP Realty, this wonderful glowing note. Oh, and I even got a thank you in there as well. That's nice. But Eddie, man, hardest working man in real estate. 322-0662. 322-0662 for Eddie Bader and EXP Realty. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's give away $10 with our pop quiz question at Food Outlet with Quizmaster Jay.
Okay, here's how this one's going to work. I'm going to ask you the question, and you're going to call in, and I have two options of answers for you.
Oh.
But if you get both of them right, I'll give you, not only will you win the prize, but we'll put you in for the drawing for Friday, three extra entries.
You're just crazy, Buff. You're just crazy.
Here's the question.
Right.
German hyperinflation after World War I.
Right.
1923. Very, very bad. A guy ordered a coffee at one price. His second cup cost him even more. What were the two prices?
Oh.
If you can give me one, you'll win. That's fine.
Okay.
If you give me both, you'll win, and I'll give you three extra entries.
This is exciting.
He has the power to do it. 272-9228, 272-9228. And if you don't get a chance to answer the question, call and do a follow-up with Rich and get an extra entry in that grand prize drawing coming up this Friday. 272-9228. Oh, 744, let's see how Rosie.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. We have a little congestion East Boulevard at I-85. We're also building on Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue into downtown. We have a lot of incoming traffic into Montgomery on I-65 and 85. Busy at the interchange, but no accidents in the Montgomery area. Very busy in Wetumpka right now, especially on Highway 14 around the city. And in Prattville, two accidents still being worked. An overturned vehicle on McQueensmith Road at Highway 82. And the 150 block of North Memorial Drive, that's going to be right near the intersection of 31 and Highway 14 or Fairview Avenue. Use caution there and watch out for boots on the ground. Your new Toyota is online at ReinhartToyota.com. It's the best way to shop, ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, Fred. Fred, you were first in. You get first crack at this conundrum.
All I need is one of the two, but if you give me both, what was his? How much did his first cup of coffee cost?
4.2 million marks.
No, that's not it.
That's the amount of inflation.
That was how big the inflation was, yeah.
That's what $1 was worth, no. But okay. Thanks, Fred. Thank you.
The second one.
Yeah.
The second one?
Do I get to try the second one?
Oh, yeah, okay. What was the second cup of coffee?
How much was the second cup?
4.2 million marks.
No, that's not it, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you.
12 million.
You're still 12 million.
Thank
hey,
thanks, you.
Guys.
Thanks. You're still in the grand prize
drawing.
Go to Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. What's coffee worth? Yeah, do you know how much that coffee cost, the first cup?
$4,000.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Do you know what the second cup?
It wasn't the first cup, wasn't that.
Do you know what the second cup cost?
I thought it was $9,000.
No.
No, the second cup was $9,000.
It was $9,000? Okay.
Yeah, the second cup was $9,000, but he got the first cup wrong. Well, go ahead, Jason.
I know what it was. I can't take it back, kind
of. Well, I mean, you already got the prize.
You got the prize.
Yeah, you got one of the answers.
$5,000,
right. Right, it was $5,000. Tell you what, we'll throw that in there. So good job, Jason.
So he did win.
He got the second. I only needed one of the two prices.
Okay. So he did win.
I just needed to know if I should let go of my dinger.
Hang tight. Don't
you want to do a follow-up, Terry, with Rich?
Absolutely.
Okay. A little while ago, Jay was talking about an actor that actually carries breath freshener in his pocket for kissing scenes. Who is that actor?
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine is correct. Yeah.
Good work. All right. Anybody else?
You can get Catman.
Catman?
Sup?
Hey.
Hi.
Follow-up question with Rich.
Sure.
Let's see. I'm going to give you're going to have a choice. The ship that they found in 88 that went down with gold in 1857, the name of that ship, you can do that one, or Hemingway's boat's name.
Oh, good Lord. I don't have either. Darn.
How about the largest exporter of cannabis?
I think I was out of my car.
Okay. Well, all right. That's
I knew the first one. I knew the first one. You should have done that one differently.
Oh, okay.
Man. Sorry.
Both or none.
Sorry, man.
Bye, guys.
Gave you three choices.
We sure do appreciate it. All right. 7:47.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Nice looking morning out there, and nice and cool right now, but today will actually be beyond warm. It's going to be kind of hot. High around 87 today. The record is 88. Goes back to 1972 and 1936. Good bit of sunshine today. Increasing clouds late. Dry this evening and tonight. Tonight's low 60. By the way, we're not going to have summertime humidity today, but it's just going to be very warm. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Upper 70s for a high. Much cooler Thursday. High 71. Even cooler Friday. High in the 60s. Probably upper 60s. That's a big change, and there's a chance of showers in the forecast at times Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Right now this morning, mostly clear skies and 55, it's 7:49.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When you want your front lawn to feel more like a welcome mat, the Kubota Z400 is built to cut like a pro. Turn on a dime with effortless precision. Fast cut, Kubota quality, affordable price. See us today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
All right, it is 7:49. We may not have enough material. I looked high and low for animal stories today, but I've got a bunch of other things that could be very fun, including why April 13th matters in rock history.
Oh. Hey, there was also the thing you didn't do yesterday with the songs with the intros and stuff.
Yeah, the iconic riffs.
I didn't do that, did I?
No,
and we
no.
can make a conundrum out of that, too.
If you do you know where it's at?
Oh my gosh. He pointed to the bottomless pit. The bag.
The great gaping maw.
Yeah. hang on.
Not the bag.
I think I have that in my bag. Give me a minute, folks. Here's some local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The first round of Alabama National Guard vaccine clinics wrapped up last week. The National Guard targeted the state's rural and underserved areas. Officials say they administered more than 10,430 vaccine doses. Starting October 1st, people in Alabama will be able to have beer, wine, and liquor delivered to their homes. Governor Kay Ivey signed the alcohol delivery bill into law Monday. Lawmakers debated this bill for years, but the proposal never won final approval until this session. And the city of Montgomery plans to hire around 200 teens and young adults as part of the mayor's Summer Youth Employment Program. The program provides job opportunities in various city departments. Applications can be found on the city of Montgomery's website. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Seniors, enjoying your retirement doesn't have to break the bank. Caravita Village has recently been renovated and upgraded. Their community is built on relationships. Three chef-inspired meals daily, transportation, group activities, and a host of other amenities are waiting for you at Caravita Village. One affordable monthly rate. Ask about their two free month special through April 30th. Tour your new home today. Call 284-0370 or visit caravitavillage.com.
ABC Tonight, TV's most watched new drama, Big Sky, returns.
Drop your weapons!
You call the cops!
We're not cops!
We're private investigators.
And a new mystery begins.
Folks are not going to take kindly to you poking around.
From the creator of Big Little Lies.
Don't know what my family's capable of.
No.
Don't you look pretty.
Stay back.
Big Sky returns.
At Ligger's Bakery, we have been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From all-time favorites like mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. It's time to place your order for graduation season. Let Ligger's customize your school colors with cakes, pedophores, and specialty cookies. Visit Ligger's on Facebook and Instagram. Call us to place your order, 288-6550, or come see us at the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. It's not just good, it's Ligger's good.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba! Chase! Time for today's animal stories. These are true tales from the Wild Kingdom, pun intended. Wolfman to the vocal, please. All right, our top story today involves major the White House dog who bit somebody on White House property was sent back to Delaware as punishment and then off to obedience school for 4 weeks of training. Well, Major graduated the obedience program, but bit somebody again on the White House grounds. Yeah, so he has been sent back for additional schooling. And as always, we have a song for the
Aviators. I've been one-time major. I look the other way. Buy me two times major. There's a price to pay. Buy me two times boy. Send you to a trainer. Teach you to obey. Buy me two times. You go away. Oh, buy me two times. You
and now back to our...
How's that for...
That's great.
A music mix. Nice. U.S. Customs and Border Protection agriculture specialists caught 22 giant African snails. Yeah, these are highly invasive, slimy critters. They were found on a man arriving from a flight from Ghana. Additionally, specialists found prohibited oxtail. A little bit too late for the ox. Dried beef, turkey berry, medicinal leaves, and prekise, a traditional African spice. Customs and Border Protection agriculture specialists are the nation's frontline defenders against invasive plant and animal pests that threaten our agricultural resources, and they face this complex and challenging mission with extraordinary commitment and vigilance. Wow, how about that for a hack statement? According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the giant African snail is one of the most damaging of its kind in the world. I guess it's too big to be made into escargot. The critter consumes about 500 types of plants and can cause extensive damage to tropical and subtropical environments. And even a snail that big and that invasive, I'll bet they have a way to get rid of them at private farm center.
Yeah, it...
Those are your animal stories.
Was originally, there was an eradication campaign that took 10 years and cost $1 million. And then the snail was rediscovered in 2011, and eradication efforts are still ongoing.
Well, you know, the real danger with something like this is on great display in South Florida, where people were buying these giant pythons as pets, got tired of going to the rat store for fresh food. And so they, well, here's a thoughtful thing to do. What could go wrong if I just release it into the Everglades? So they did, except they don't belong there. And they have totally messed up the ecology of the Everglades.
Ecosystem. Yeah.
And now they have to pay guys, and they pay them well, to go into the Everglades.
To eradicate.
To hunt them, yeah. Because they're very damaging to the delicate ecosystem of the glades. Tomorrow, we'll have new information on frog skin cells turning into living machines.
Oh.
I'm not making that up. We're just shy of 8 o'clock. Our thanks, as always, to a company that's been a longtime supporter of us here at News Talk 93.1 FM, and that's Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. An amazing company that's all about choice restoration for people who have got that break we don't want to think can happen to us or anybody we love, and that's a loss of mobility. Sometimes those situations are short-term, sometimes long-term, sometimes permanent. Each one is different, and that's the approach they have to take with every client that they receive at Gulf States. Assess what can be done, what's available now, and what the future, what's possible down the road, and taking a customized approach to that. Of course, people in a trauma like that always recover faster once they're out of the hospital in familiar environment like their home. But sometimes that house that you easily navigated becomes a potential for literally a death trap. So they go into the home, make sure that everything is safely accessible, eliminating what they can, ramps, rails, and so forth, chairlifts for stairs, to give the person a chance to heal at home. They also put people back on the road with the VIMS. These are voice command technology vehicles they equip right there at their workshop, a literal house of invention at 1647 Coosa River Park.